Blog Talk Radio.
It's a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codus, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. You'll have to listen in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's going to be with us or not. We're going to get started with our birthdays. Let me get them pulled up here for you. Miss Tina Maggie Sparks, happy birthday, Miss Tina. And then we have Amy Parton Baker, happy birthday, Amy. Randy Baston, happy birthday to you. And Miss Tina Sparks again, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthdays today. We have a guest caller. Welcome to the show. Can I ask who's calling? Caller? Hello? Okay, caller's not going to talk to us. All right, we're going to do the weather. The weather is actually sunny and 34 degrees today. Sunny and 34 degrees, and I mean, we've got an Arctic cold that's moving in, and I mean, it's going to be cold, people. I mean, you can just tell it out there, and one day's different, you know. I mean, man, I mean, just that wind. I think it's the wind that's so bad, you know. I mean, man, it is extremely, extremely cold. Just never, I mean, it's like, wow. Then some new stuff. Let's see, I've got some new stuff. Okay, I'll have to read that later, honey, to tell you if I'm related to the Collins, some Collins. Had two or three people talking to me at the same time. Sorry about that, folks. Hang on just a minute. My, on the news never ceases to amaze me, which I'll talk about that one thing in a minute. Imagine that the history of smallpox has come in, has called into question. The idea of smallpox is a very ancient human disease, and it's been called into question. Now, can you imagine that? Scientists say the deadly pathogen appears to have been around for 100 years rather than thousands of years. Viral DNA from the mummified remains of a child living in the 17th century at the time of the epidemic cast his doubt on historical records. Smallpox was thought to date back millennia. However, past descriptions have based on physical signs such as pus bar rash, which can be confused with other diseases. It's like, wow. Then the next story that we're going to talk about is, prayers and thoughts go out to the people that where the investigators are searching plane crash wreckage in Pakistan. There was 47 passengers and crew that was killed that day. Tragic. I mean, any time a life is lost, it's tragic, I think. So prayers go out to their family and loved ones out there. And then today there was a police shooting. We're going to see if we can listen to it. This was a Georgia police shooting update. A man was accused of shooting two police officers while in Georgia. He's dead. Let's see what the guys say if we can pull this up. And so we, oops, okay, so it's got about 13 minutes. Here we go.
My name is Mark Scott, Chief of Police here in America, along with representatives from the federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, some of them. that have been working with us these past 2 days, trying to investigate and resolve the situation that we've had here in America. At approximately 10:02 this morning, we received information from a citizen that Mr. Manquel Limbrick was located in a residence in the 300 block of Allen Street. Officers responded to the area. They began to set up a perimeter around the house. As the first responding officers were getting there, they heard what sounded like a gunshot inside the residence. They continued to set up the perimeter. SWAT team was en route and arrived on scene. They cordoned off the area. FBI hostage negotiators began trying to make contact. At the time, we did not know what had transpired inside the house. They tried for a fairly lengthy amount of time to see if anyone would respond from inside the house. SWAT team used a robot to try to open the door to gain entrance to see what was going on inside the house. And when the SWAT team made entry, they found one suspect inside who was deceased from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The suspect has been possibly identified as Mr. Limbrick. EMS responded, and they pronounced him deceased at the scene. GBI is continuing to conduct the investigation. They are working the crime scene at this time. I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Patterson from Southwest Georgia University. Southwest Georgia University. It's been a very, very long 2 days. And he's going to give you an update on Officer Smith. I was in Macon this morning with Jody Smith's family, checking on his condition, checking on the family's condition. And he, of course, continues to be in critical condition, but we will hope and pray that his condition improves. And our thoughts and prayers are with the family and with our campus at this time. Thank you.
I'm Vernon Keenan, Director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and I would like to express my great appreciation for the community and for the law enforcement agencies in this area that worked together to bring this case to closure. Now, we had 12 law enforcement agencies and local communities, county, city governments who contributed to a reward fund that led to the identification of where the location was of Mr. Hembrick. It was very important that we locate and bring him into custody. In this case, he has committed suicide. But he was a very dangerous individual. He was a convicted felon, and he had a criminal history record of 32 pages. This community came together. They worked with law enforcement, and they contributed to a reward fund, which went forward with information which led us to where he was at. So the outcome is that there has been no other members of this community or law enforcement who have been harmed by Mr. Hembrick, and it is over with. This law enforcement agency and the men and women of this community can now go forward with healing. We've got one officer killed in a line of duty, and the other is fighting for his life as we speak. But the perpetrator of these heinous crimes against law enforcement is not here. Thank you.
I would like to conclude by thanking our community here in America's Sumter County and in the state of Georgia. We have had an unbelievable outpouring of support. The prayers that have gone out for the agency, for the families involved, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with them, with all the families that are involved in this tragedy. Be glad to answer any questions I can.
Can you talk about the 911 call that you got this morning? I know you don't want to identify the person who did it, but can you kind of describe what they saw, what they told you, and how you all reacted?
I'll let Colonel Bryant, he's the one that actually received the call. It didn't come through 911. It was a tip that was phoned in directly to him from somebody who knew him. So I'll let him step up and tell you how that happened.
We received a call this morning from a citizen that asked for to contact myself. I reached out to him via cell phone and made contact with him, and that's when he disclosed the information about the accused being located at a residence here in Americas, and that's when we turned that information over to the police department.
Did he see him him going into the building?
Yes, he identified and indicated that he did. He was there when he came into the residence. The caller actually knew the gentleman and was there when he came to the house. At this point, we do know who house it is. However, we're not releasing that information just yet.
Was the person aiding him?
No, he was not. The person actually knew of him, and one of the things that he knew about the situation, and he wanted to get away and contact law enforcement as quickly as he could, and that's what he done this morning.
That person should now be eligible
for the way the process goes, that person should be eligible, yes.
How long is it?
Negotiations, Chief.
I don't have the exact time. I would say almost an hour. We were over there at least an hour. A lot of the media were there during the whole thing. We never got any response from inside the house. They just continued to try before reaching the door to try to get somebody to respond. There's no one else inside the home.
If I could ask a question, then you answer the TBI.
Yes.
Record speak for itself. I don't pass judgments on the criminal justice system. I just know that he was a convicted felon in a possession of a firearm, and he wreaked havoc on this community. And law enforcement officers performing their duty have died and are fighting for their lives. I'm not going to speak to that. The criminal justice system is what the criminal justice system is. Best in the world. It's not perfect, but in this case, we've got tragic consequences.
Sir, the original domestic violence call, was it ever...
Yes. No, it was a legitimate call. The officers responded to a legitimate domestic violence call. On arrival, there was clear evidence that violence had taken place in the residence. The victim and her child were there at the time that they encountered the suspect. They were able to get her out afterward and get her to a safe place. So it was a legitimate call. No, not physically. I do not know at this point. The GBI is still working that crime scene. Of course, he'll be taken for an autopsy, and they'll be able to determine what, if any, injuries he has other than the one that he inflicted on himself.
Do you believe he's been inside that home since yesterday, or has he been...
We don't know yet. We still have to debrief the gentleman that gave us the information. It does not appear that he had been there since yesterday. So where he was from this morning, short before we got the call, and through the night when we've been looking for him, I don't know. Hopefully that will all come out in the investigation.
Officer escorted an elderly woman from the neighborhood. She in the house with him? Did they keep her clear?
No, there were two occupied dwellings next to the house that he was barricaded in. We evacuated the residents of both those houses just to make sure that they were safe. They were taken to a local hotel and they since returned home.
Did you
make any other arrests? No. Not at this time. The investigation is ongoing. And I'm sure the GBI will tell you if we determine that someone was intentionally harboring this man, then they will face justice.
Did I ask you a question?
The investigation will have to go forward. They'll have to do ballistic tests and try to determine that. There's no way to know right now.
Do you have any idea of the relationship between the suspect and the
initial? They had a relationship. I'd rather not do anything that's going to identify her or put her in any further jeopardy or any further distress.
Could I ask a question to the representative from the university? Does Officer Jody Smith know about the threat tonight?
I can't say for certain if Officer Smith knows about the condition of his friend. Uncertain right now. All I can say about that. I won't comment on his condition other than to say it's critical.
What do you have to say about Smith? Anybody talk about who he was, why he
wasn't before? I'll let Chief Tracy talk about Officer Smith. I'd be glad to tell you about Officer Smart.
What would you like to know about Officer Smith?
What he
was like. A fine, intelligent young man. He was attending college, getting married, spring. He'd worked with us a while. He had a good bit of experience. He was a really good guy.
There's been a lot of posts on social media of support. It's been very clear from the beginning, from all the posts that people have been able to find on Facebook. Nick and Jody were very close friends. They've been friends since high school. They went to the police academy together. They graduated police academy together. They initially worked together. Their career paths took them in different directions. Their career paths brought them back into the same town of America's. So they were very close to each other. When Jody heard the call and he knew that Nick was on his way, even though we already had America's Police Department officers who were coming as backup, we always dispatch two officers to any domestic call because you never know what you're going to encounter. He heard that call over the radio, and he took it upon himself to respond and back up his friend. I can't say enough about them. They are model officers. They're both heroes, in my opinion. They were there together. They were there together through it. And even after the shooting, they were together throughout the whole ordeal. So my heart goes out to their families. Our job now is to support them in any way that we can to make sure that Nick is honored in the days to come and that his family's taken care of. Thank you very much.
One more question. We're hearing that the American officer had a body cam. Is there any way that we can get that footage? Is that true?
He did have a body cam, and we're working through the process. It's evidence. The GBI will work through that. So we had a discussion this morning about the process to release that.
So. We're touching that leak now from the NAACP.
Sure.
That's right.
Well, certainly, anytime that this type of incident occurs, and in light of everything that happens all over the United States, I would just like to say that for our community, let's stay calm.
The other day when I went to mom,
let the officers do their job, the GBI, and then we would just observe everything, watch everything closely, and then don't make any rash decisions or judgments about right or wrong. That we believe that everything will be done accordingly to the law, and that justice will be done, and that at this point we don't see anything that has been done that was not done correctly and by the book.
Can somebody confirm that that was the case of Mars Spencer? Thank you very much.
All right, that was a live feed from down there, from the Georgia Police Department and things, a live feed about the shooting. I mean, man, tragedy. I mean, but you know, I mean, we have all kinds of shootings happening right here nonstop around the state of Kentucky, and I was really impressed to see some really young people today, you know, and they were, you know, it was over the little Trinity Gay thing, and I guess they were some of her students, fellow classmates and things, and they were talking about how they wanted to try to educate other young people, you know, to stop all this violence. And it's like, yeah, why, you know, I mean, how do you stop the violence? You know, I mean, I hear so many people preaching peace and love and things, and the more peace and love they preach, the more violent it becomes. So, I don't know if anybody's got the question or answer out there. I'd love to hear it. But we're going to take a break, and you're going to be surprised because today we've got a new song. I told you folks yesterday that we was going to be playing a new song for a while. It's not 5 o'clock somewhere here, but it is going to be a song written by Dustin Costas, spending 15 years in Colorado. Blackie White put the music together with this, and it's called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go, folks.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasen, kia insangu, kep kif, kia, kini.
on with the goddamn door. Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Blaggy Wives. I actually even was 4 minutes behind on posting the 420. I got to sitting here yakking and posted it 4 minutes late on the thing, but we were celebrating it on the radio, so that's all that damn matters. All right, everybody, have a good evening out there. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Today made 820 episodes. 820 episodes, that's 2 400s. So 820 episodes. God bless everybody. Love you all. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.